All right, I didn't know there would be Musa about today, and I want to start something off with Siddiquim, so I'll take a piece from the Madrigas Adam, Ma'atar Nevarik. I'll read it with you and have some important things in here, sure. Bad Kamatar of Adam was Shrachik, if anyone ever wants to see it someday, it's in Cheshvan Atzadek, Tarek Vav. This piece is Cheshbon of doing and guess what's right. I don't remember. I've gone through. I don't remember. I come to Adam Lasrachik. How far a person has to distance himself? Be Liskabi Beklein Chaver to take honor at the klein, at the decline or the embarrassment. Degradation is what I want. The degradation. Where'd that come from?
Where is
it? He was selling it?
Yeah, I have to bring one.
Oh, wow. Degradation of his friend. Yesh lanu lekachas tzir. Share with your friend. Yesh lanu lekachas tzir. We could take an example. Nesipur zeh from this story. Shemesavur kiveger zatzal. There's a story about kiveger. Kashabo ha'ilov shnei taminicham lisais. There are two taminicham that came. Lisais al kankana menugel shirach. Two Talmid Chacham came to him to test him to see his qualifications in terms of a shidduch. The Yitzchak B'derech, when he was on the road, Asa Atzmak Yishaisik, he made himself quiet, Rikiveger. Ve'ena Yudelanis, and he acted as if he didn't know the answer. Karala Abib Cheder, his father called him over to a room. V'shal Lefesh Adar, and he asked Rikiveger, why aren't you answering? Why are you acting as if you don't know anything? Va'analo, and he said, Ilo Yisi Rotzo Anasa, if I would want to answer that, Ha'yisi Mukhuch La'asis Echot Amaretz, I'd end up making the other guy feel like an Amaretz. I'd end up making them feel stupid. She'enei de pshat, they don't know the pshat. If I would start telling the answer to the question, the answer would be that their question's off. Vasheni l'mishtameit, and the second guy, I'll make him realize that he's forgetting a beferish halacha, midi beferish. The lawyer at Tzitzel of Azayitzav, and I want to embarrass him. So what we're discussing here is that, and this is an important, comes up many times in our life, and we're not discussing even stop giving honor to other people. We're not discussing giving other people respect. We're discussing specifically taking honor at someone else's expense. And Rikiveger here, you see, he didn't say, I didn't want to show off. You know, that's a different issue. But Rikiveger did not answer the Talmid Chacham because he didn't want to make them feel stupid. He didn't want to make them feel bad. And many times we come across that nisayon, when a person asks a question, and if we tell them the answer, the person's going to feel stupid. But of course, we don't want to feel stupid. We don't want to say we don't know and make ourselves look stupid. Rikiveger, when it was not willing to make them embarrassed, and he was willing to forgo what they would think about him.
If you do like the, I'm not sure, but it might be this.
I'm not sure, yeah. That's good.
What do you count as we're not answering? They're going to go ask someone else and realize they were wrong anyway.
Well, I guess they were Talmid Chacham, so apparently, you know, they wouldn't be dealing with someone of Rikiveger's caliber. They can, you know, get by. No, but they were big people. They were coming as if to fire Rikiveger up for a shit. So they were coming to give the fire. And then they would realize that they failed the fire. Va'adam, a person, you know, this many times it comes up. Many times comes up. Well, Rikiveger didn't understand it that way, but yeah, I don't know the story. But this comes up many times in a person's life where he has an opportunity, you know, taking COVID, fine, it's not so bad. But if a person is very careful not to take COVID at someone else's expense, the Bacher asks a question in Shir. So another Bacher wants to scream, oh, the answer is simple like this. So it's fine, it's a good thing that you speak up in Shir and get COVID, to be very careful not to slight the other guy. Because the other guy felt good, he asked a question. The Rebbe said it's a good question. The guy goes, no, this is a question. pashut. The answer is obvious. What kind of nonsense is that? That's not the way to handle your covet of your friend. Person wants covet, so let him ask the question. Share. Your person should be very careful not to take covet at someone else's expense. A person, you know, it's not good to show off in front of a person that's going to feel bad. That's taking covet at someone else's expense. You want to take covet, take covet. Not at anyone else's expense. The other should build him a little bit a person that's not experienced in withstanding the sign. Miyachi roa, as soon as he sees, as soon as he sees that people want to know about his greatness, about he has to hear the greatness of a Kivager, they were coming to Faherim. Ornstam's meeting him up in the street and they didn't know he was a Kivager. They're coming to Faherim. So there's a tremendous drive. Miyad Kaifis Bayarata, the person's tremendous drive, the Sratzais, the Siapais, to make himself look good, make himself look all pretty. The Lilchem Ba'arkul Svara V'Deyash Yomer. And he wants to fight every Svara that you say. You know, if you ever speak to a guy learning, there are many people, especially when they're trying to show off. So whatever you say, they're gonna tell you, no, it doesn't make sense. They're always gonna tell you, you know, it's schwer, what you're saying is wrong, or I have a different shot, you know. I once had a guy, this is very interesting, I don't think I ever said this over, I once had a guy come over to me, a friend of mine, came over to me with a rush of excitement, and he said, I have a gewaldig shiggle tire to tell you. And he came to me, and Bechla, you know, as soon as someone comes over to you with a great shiggle tire to say, of course you're already like itching inside and getting edgy inside, like, you know, not so happy about it, you know, ready to try to put a little damper in his, you know, hot air balloon. So he comes over to me with a gewaldig shiggle tire. Close friend of mine. Gewaldig shiggle tire. He tells me shiggle tire. He told me a shiggle tire that I had told him a few months or whatever it was before. It was so hard to hold myself back from. I was so angry at that. I was so upset. I held myself back from saving. But inside I was like so upset. I like, you know, felt bad. What? I didn't start dancing with him. No. Yeah, he didn't start dancing. I didn't start a recue. The only thing good I did was I pretended like I didn't know, and it was gewaldic. But it was very hard. But that's human nature. One day I'll grow up. Hopefully I grew up since then. But a person has to be very careful. A guy comes up to a shiggle tire, you know, a person has a person has an atiyah to put the other guy down. It's hard, you know. It's a sign, again, if a person is completely, completely happy with himself, you know, he doesn't have the same issues. But every person has his, you know, doubts. And a person comes over to tells the shiggle tire, it's very hard for a person to be happy. You know, a guy comes over, I've said this before, a guy comes over and tells you kasha. I know this all the time. A guy comes over to tell you kasha, and you probably guys know which, you know, and you know who to ask your kasha. The guy's smart, he knows who to ask his question. So because he knows which guys are going to appreciate his question, listen to whose guy's going to shoot them down. Yeah. So, I mean, that's awesome. So, a guy comes over and asks you kasha. I've had this with people. You go over and ask them a kasha, and they say, and if it's a really good kasha, if it's not such a good kasha, so they'll really try to dray your cup. It's a really good kasha, and they don't have an answer, say, I hear. Not, so it's a horror. Yeah. You, by the way, I didn't tell you, I never did this before, but I didn't tell you that I just took the kasha from Ricky Vega. I just read Ricky Vega. I'm asking the kasha. You know, the person, if you ask him your kasha, it could be Ricky Vega's kasha. It could be one of the most brilliant questions in the world. Guy, yeah, I hear. You know, at best. If you go over to him, by the way, and tell him, I give a gewaldig kasha with Kiv Eger's kasha. A gewaldig kasha with Kiv Eger has a kasha in the sugya. Oh, it's gewaldig. Wow, it's a great kasha. So a person doesn't have the ability to try to be happy with someone else and just wants, you know, doesn't let the person, give a person a good feeling. It's good practice. A person comes over to ask you a kasha. It's very important for a person to be nice to the other person. In the beginning, you might not feel it. You might be a little bit, you know, jealous or a little bit this. Just be nice. It's a good kasha. If it's a stupid kasha, so tell him. I think maybe you could say like this. It's a nice kasha. You could say like this. I told you my trick already.
What if you tell them that they're an idiot and it's not a question?
So that's not nice. It's not nice. Okay, we'll have to edit that one. Okay, weiter.
No, I want to know what happened.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to all of us. It's a very big mitzvah to make a person feel good. I've said before, the Gra says, and it's very cheap, it doesn't cost any money. The Gra says in brachas that the biggest chesed you could do for a person is give him kavod. People think, well, it's very cheap. You don't have to spend a lot of money on the guy. For a person, it's worth all the money in the world for a person when someone tells him, you know, gives him a compliment, makes him feel good. You know, especially when you're in positions where you're a rebbe or you're a parent, you're an older person, so they'll even be more valuable to the person. But the nature of a person is when someone comes to test him, he wants to fight him. He wants to show off. He wants to reject anything the person tells him. If a guy's coming to fahar you, you know, or he's coming to challenge you, so you want to fight back. Even though deep down you realize your friend's right. Even though the person realizes his friend's right, the person still trades the guy a cup. The people that you tell them right, and you told them the right parrots for the question they asked you, whatever they asked you, and then they say, well, I hear your parrots, I hear, but you know, but the fee, this and that, it could be, it doesn't work out so well. And they're really just dragging cup because they don't want to, on their side, they don't want to accept the tariffs. They want to live with their question. And that's why when a person asks you a question, you have to realize if a person wants to live with this question, then let them live with it. Or make them feel good about it. If you make them feel really good, then nobody's willing to listen to your tariffs. Again, when a person asks you a question, it's not the question that he's looking for. He's looking for your kavod. So, I'll repeat again and get to you guys. Next year, you guys will go to different masiva because I'm running out of stuff. But Bachar asked me a kasha. I told you Bachar asked me a kasha, and he told me a shtigl taira, and he came over with such excitement. And the shtigl taira was really off the wall, so I didn't know what to do. I just felt like I should really tell him it's off the wall, but I can't tell him it's off the wall because he really feels really good about it. So I told him pashat, it's a pashat har. I told the guy, it's mamish aluyish. It was, and who could have thought of such a thing? It's mamish, it's aluyish. It says mamish aluyish. It's Mahash Gainis. I don't know how you came up with such a thing. And then, you know, 2 seconds later, but Lamaisa, you know, it doesn't work so well in Pshat, you know, because of the Rashi over here, you know, it doesn't work so well in Pshat. So the guy's like, yeah, you're right, it doesn't work, you're right, I don't know if it's the right Pshat. Because the guy didn't care if his Pshat was Emes or not. I'm not blaming the guy. I also don't care when I never necessarily when I tell the person someone else to try if I care if it's Emma's. I want to feel good. I know. Don't do the trust anymore. Don't worry. I'll tell you. That was an extreme situation. I never did something like that. Because the person really came over to me with a really terrible shingle tire, but he felt really good. That's probably me. Since I have to defend myself, because Ali's saying that no one can trust me anymore, I'll tell you that it's very important when the Gra says the biggest chesed is giving a person kavod. It's very, very important when you give a guy kavod to be real about it. To be real about it. There are people that want to give kavod, and it's very hard to know whether they're real about it or not. And forget about it, let's talk about them. The person himself was giving the kavod. Some people are very fake. The guy says, oh, so he's such a great guy, he's a great guy. And it's cheap. If you want to give a guy kavod that will do something for the person, chesed, is to really see something good about the person and point it out to him. Can you make it sound, can you zoom in on it? Can you zoom in on it and, you know, do a little, what's it called? Can you use the camera, you zoom in on it, so, That's it. Enlarge.
Focus
on it. Enlarge it a little bit. But no one, when you go over to a guy and tell a guy something that's not real, that you don't mean it, he could feel it. And also, it doesn't build the person. It doesn't build the person. You tell a guy that's really, you know, you notice that he's really learning, you know, you see he's learning hard. It could be he's not learning a whole day, and it could be, but he's improving. So you tell the guy, I really see your mamash growing. It's not a lie, it's the truth. It makes a person feel good. To tell a guy you're a kiveger, and he's not, doesn't necessarily build a person properly. So you should try to go for the true emes. Emes is covered. You have to focus on the person's mila. You have to see a person's mila, and then point out to the person the mila in a very nice way. Point out the person's mila. I really appreciate such a nice guy. I really appreciate how you're so nice to people. You know, say the truth, not fake. You know. So again, we're talking about a person that, again, when a normal person, if you're testing his learning, you want to see how great he is, so he's going to fight with you. And even if he thinks you're right, many chavrusas don't get along. You know the chavrusa problem. Many chavrusas don't get along because they're very competitive. And each guy has to be right. Each guy has to be right. You know? Two chavrusas, one chavrusa has a kasha, the other chavrusa has to make sure that the other guy's kasha is not a good kasha. Those chavrusas don't work, and it's a real pity, because usually the two guys are very good in learning, very often can't learn together, because they're always competing subtly, very subtly, competing with each other. And many times a good guy learns with a guy that's not even on his level. I'm not saying that's sometimes a very good thing, but not because he wants to learn with that chavrusa as opposed to the other chavrusa. The other chavrusa is better for him in learning, but he learns with the other guy because the other guy is a very nice guy, and if he asks a kasha, he says, wow, it's a great kasha, because he's lower than him. By the way, the chavrusas are very easy to get along with. A guy that's very easy to get along with gets chavrusas, because people like to learn with him. They're nice about it. They're nice. Two guys are good at learning and they're competing with each other. It's a silent competition. I have to be right, I have to be wrong. A person should train himself not to, it's hard, especially if it's someone you have jealousy of, work on our jealousy. A person has to try not to try to be honest. Honesty. A person should try to be honest. If you know your chavrusa asks a good kasha, and deep down you feel like he's talking about over here, the person really feels that the emes is with the guy. So why do you have to deny his question? Well, I don't know if it's really a good question. Admit the truth. One of the most important things in life, you know, this is not like we're just going all over because I'm not prepared for most of it. But one of the most important things in life is honesty, is emes. Honesty is one of the most important things in life, is emes. A bacher asked me. Honesty is very important. I'll tell you, if a person's very honest, he will eventually overcome his bad midos. If you have a chavrusa that tells you a pshat, and it's a good pshat, and deep down you know it's a good pshat, so I don't care. You feel jealous, you're upset, you're anything. Just be honest. Tell the guy, that's a good. What can I say? I have to admit the truth. It's a good shot. Person should be very honest. Never. Person should not be a person of sheker.
You're not supposed to fight.
You're supposed to fight, but not because you can't handle the fact that the other guy had a good cash and you want to beat him out. People sometimes fight with the chavrusas because they can't accept the chavrusas had a good cash. You know, there are chavrusas shops. There's plenty of chavrusas shops that don't work because of COVID, because the guy can't accept that his chavrusas had a good question. You want your chavrusa to say your question is a good question, at least if it is a good question. So treat your chavrusa that way. If you treat your chavrusa that way, he'll end up treating you that way. Honesty is very important. A bacher asked me a shiloh. A bacher asked me a question. Your bacher asked me a question. He has to fly somewhere for a simcha, and he feels that his father is not so happy with him. So he asked me a question. He said, can I tell my father that my friend who's making the simcha is going to pay part of the ticket? And meanwhile, he'll just use some of his own money, which is not his own money, some other father's money. And this way, his father will feel bad. This is the person asking the question. Because he wanted, he didn't want his father to feel bad about the fact that he was paying, you know, whatever to go to fly. I'm very impressed that he asked the question. That's already a greatness to ask the question. People don't ask the question. Oh, of course, shalom bayis, shalom alayis, shalom, shalom, shalom. When you do that, you become a chakra. You become a chakra. There are times where a person has to lie. But it's not just mutter a lie, you know, anytime you want to just, you know, make the person feel better, so just throw out a lie. So, I told him to ask someone else. But if I'm the only person, if I would be the only person who'd ask, I would say, safer not to lie. Yeah. Just to lie like that because your father feel better. It's not like your father's insulted. You, many times, by the way, I want to tell you something. Many times we lie not because we care about the other person. We're really lying because we care about ourselves. Many times we lie, not because we really care, the person's going to be insulted, we are lying because, shalom bayis, we're lying because we don't want him to be upset with us. Like your friend, you know, you borrowed his car, and whatever, and you're driving around, you know, you left the emergency brake on, and you're driving around the emergency brake on for half an hour. So, you don't want to tell the guy. The guy says to you, you know, the car's making funny noise, you don't want to tell the guy. Of course, that's outright gezel if you don't tell the guy. But I'm saying, why does a person want to lie? Because, he feels the guy's going to feel bad. You're lying because you want to protect yourself. Shaita. Protect yourself. Right? So, a person wants to lie. Many times a person's yetzer to lie is to protect himself from being rebuked. He doesn't want his parents to be upset at him. Oh, I have to lie because it's shalom. I don't want my parents to get upset. I really care about my parents' feelings. There's no hetzer just to lie, to cover up your life. If a person gets the reason why I didn't tell this bacher, I said don't lie, is because I don't know if it's mutter, and if it's not mutter, and even if it is mutter, what's going to happen is you're just going to get into a habit of pulling off sheker. A person has to be very honest with himself. Very honest. This is the key to life, is honesty. Honesty. Person's upset at someone else. Why? Right, Kalish mentioned about motives. Honesty is the aside behind everything, because if a person knows why he's doing something. Why am I telling my charusa that this child is stupid? Because I care about the Torah, or because I want to put down my charusa? Why am I sitting here and giving a musa? Because I like people to listen to me talk, or because I want it? It's okay, by the way, there's nothing wrong with looking for kavod. But you should know it. Because if you don't know it, what happens is you pretend that everything you do is perfect and you're a tzaddik, and you don't know your weaknesses. I'll tell you over, talk about MS. I want to read one more paragraph. I want to read one more paragraph with you and then tell you a story. Actually, I'll tell you a few stories. Kivager, he brings in another story. Very Kivager. He brings in another story. I won't read it inside. I'll be faster. Another story about Kivager. Amazing story. Kivager was by the house of his shver. I think it was Shabbos Shever Brachas. He was by the house of his shver, Shabbos Shever Brachas, and Kivager was there. And of course, everyone knew how his father-in-law had made such a great shidduch, and people wanted to speak to Kivager and learn. They heard about his tremendous greatness, and Kivager again pulled off the same thing as the first story. Kivager acted like he didn't know too much and nothing. So after a few days later, Kivager started talking. All of a sudden, he started answering people. So they asked him what happened. They asked Kivager, so what happened? What happened a few days ago? Why were you so quiet? He said because there was another chassan in the town. There's another chassan in the town. Shabbos. He also had Shabbos Shabbos. I'm not sure if I'm saying that 100% correct. I think so. There's another chassan in the town. He said if I would start talking and learning and open my mouth, so everyone's going to be. There's going to be the big raid in the city is going to be how great you know I am, and this chassan is going to feel bad. The family's going to might even feel bad. He's going to definitely feel bad because you know he's so great. And what am I? So therefore, I couldn't talk in Torah. I can't do it. And someone else. his expense. That's the greatness of Ricky Vager. He forgot. That's why Ricky Vager knows. By the way, that's Ricky Vager is shatim, our MS. A person who's MS in life says MS of shatim entire. A person that lives his life with covet and this and that and pulls off sheker, his tire is also sheker. If a guy could be a huge Eloy, but if he lives his life sheker, then you can't trust his shikol tire. They're also sheker. Because he wants to say the shikol tire, he wants to answer the ritva with his shot because it makes his shikol tire sound better. He doesn't really interested, he's not honest. Is it? Of course we all want to say shikol tire, but are we able to say, is it true or not true? Am I able to be honest in that? I want to read one paragraph of you and then end with a story, a famous story I've said over by Rishon Salaf. Mavel Arayin. It's Mavel Arayin. It's amazing. Adkama Yenizu B'Chved Chavero. How careful Ricky Vager was about Chved Chavero. That's Ricky Vager. We talk about Ricky Vager, we always talk about his Tyra. But connected to Tyra, there was a greatness of the Radam Lachaver. The coach came to Lola Skab of the clinic, and certainly not to take honor at someone else's expense, at someone else's degradation. Because he was able to wait, Zman, he was able to wait until was able to withhold himself from showing off his knowledge, even though people thought he was a shaita. Imagine Kivager Shabbos Shabbos, the Shver probably was going around for, okay, you can ask how he's allowed to do it to Shver, but the Shver probably, he knew that the Shver was looking for, you know, if people should see what a great son-in-law he's got. And Ricky Vager's, the guy comes over, they start coming over to him with the kasha on a gemara and kachim, and a steer in the ram and kachim, and Ricky Vager says, I don't know. And then they go easier, they probably start asking questions in the gemara, it's, I don't know pshat. Ricky Vager Mavish acted like a shaita, amaretz. But he didn't want to be a rasha. Better let me be a shaita and not be a rasha. Shamaskal b'koy chadera calls it, it's a rishas, to take honor at someone else's expense. To take honor, it's not rishas, you gave in to your taiva, but to take honor at someone else's expense, it calls it rishas. Ve'etzleinu koyach ha-matinas, he was able to wait. Ve'etzleinu by us, we have no patience. We can't hold back 1 minute. The guy's giving you a shear. And you were mechavet, you guys are kasha. I'm not talking about necessarily a Rebbe in a town that I think your Rebbe will be happy if you're mechavet to his parents. But the guy's giving a shear, he comes to Shiva, he gives a shear, and he has a kasha. And you're going, you ready to have his kasha and you have a teretz. So of course you have to pipe up. Oh, you can say it like this. You pull the carpet under his feet. Poor guy came, he wants to say over his teretz. You want to chop him up because you want to show off. You want to show off that you were mechavet to his, you were mechavet. Or you could go like this after he says his teretz. First say, well, says, yeah, I'm asking. You could say it like that. And he's merab. He hints that he already thought of the tire already. He gives it a little hint. He doesn't say beferish as a hint. A person doesn't know why am I doing something. There's a story about Rav Itzel of Paderberger. Rav Chaim. I'm saying more things than I plan on saying. Rav Chaim. He came. Rav Chaim. I think it was the briskers held a lot of the Rav Itzel of Panovich. So Rav Chaim held very much of Rav Itzel of Paderberger. You heard the story? It's for Witzel of Pethersburg, I think it was Witzel of Pethersburg. I'm messing up the stories. Anyways, why? So why do you hold him? I think it's who wrote the Pri Yitzchak? I'll do the Pri Yitzchak. I think Rav Witzel of Pethersburg. Rav Chaim held him a lot. Why? Because one time there's a meeting of all the Gdailim, and Rav Chaim got up. Rav Chaim's son got up and asked the kasha. And all the Talmidim come there try to give terutzim. And the Rav Itzel of Paderberg, he didn't say a word. Sure enough, no one really gave a satisfactory teretz, and Rav Chaim went on to say his own teretz and the teretz of his son. His son, the Briskera. So he gave the teretz of him and the son of the Briskera. Afterwards, Rav Chaim went home. He's like, he's thinking himself, Rav Itzel of Paderberg didn't say anything. I thought he was a huge Talmid Chacham. So he says, let me look at his Torah. Let me look at his Sefer. He looks at his Sefer and opens up and finds both terutzim in the Sefer. That's the show off. Maybe Rav Chaim wants to get the say over his Torah. You know, I don't know if he was right about Rav Chaim. Why do I have to take the cover? Let other people... But this is what I want to point out at the end of the paragraph over here. He says that many times when you hear Gamim Yishma Meshav Chavero, skip a little bit, when you hear someone else praising your friend, he says people have no patience. They can't hold themselves in. You hear someone else praising someone else, you gotta stick in a little word. You gotta stick in a put down. Someone's telling you over, oh, he's such a great guy. So you gotta say in, yeah, well, you know, Lamaisa, you know, he's still lacking in this area. You think he's such a balchet, so Lamaisa, you know, he's a little bit selfish about his car. Ichveis, you have to throw in something. You can't stand that someone else gets caught. Can't stand. What's up, Shat? Because the person himself feels like, hey, you're talking about John, you're talking about him, you're talking about him, what about me? What about me? You forgot about me. You think he's so great, you forgot about me. So I don't want to say, oh, well, I'm so great too, because then I sound like a two-year-old if I say that, right? He's saying that Reuven's so great, and you say, well, you forgot about me, I'm also so great. So instead of saying that, because that sounds petty, you do something even more petty. You say, oh, well, he's not, well, you know, and even if you don't want to say he's not so great, you throw in like a backhanded line. Well, it's not always the way you think things are, you know, I hear, you could say that. You always have to stick something in. Can't let someone else get covered. You know, have to be a number of times. You know, I told you, it's good we have new faces here today. I told you, my wife was telling me about a certain friend of mine. Oh, I hear he's so smart, he did this, whatever. And Mamash was like polishing inside. Wait, you think he's so smart? I think he's so smart. I spoke to the guy and learned. Yeah, like, I could, you know, it bothered me. Like, you think he's so, you can't handle it. You can't handle it. What about me? I'm smart too, thank you. But the more person, by the way, that's better. If you ever hear someone else talking about something about Reuven, saying how great Reuven is, so say, you know, I'm also pretty good. Don't say how bad Reuven is. That's such a horror. It's awesome. Say, I'm also pretty good. Be honest. Say, can you say something nice about me too? I'm also pretty good. Right? Many times the person will come to you, and by the way, you shouldn't even feel bad. Many person will come over to a guy who's mamash a bal chesed. His mamash, he holds. A guy, Reuven will come over to Shimon, and he holds Shimon's a tremendous bal chesed, the biggest bal chesed in the whole world. So he'll go over to Shimon and say, Shimon, you know, Shimon, I'm so impressed with Levi. He did such a chesed yesterday, he's such a good guy, and Shimon starts thinking to himself, what about me? I'm not. And you don't, just to point out, Reuven thinks you're a bal chesed. Reuven's not talking about you. Reuven talks about you to other people. He's coming to you and telling you about Levi. Don't worry about yourself. But if you want to say something, that's a good idea. That's a good trick. Say, you know, my body, you think I'm a bal chesed too, right? Don't put the other guy down. Don't be so worried about yourself. And with the story about honesty, with the Rizal Salanta, that he brings down the end of the paragraph over here. I've said over the story, it's amazing. So Rizal Salanta, he says like this. He came to Vilna. This is an amazing story, a beautiful story. He came to Vilna and he wanted to spread Musar. He came to Vilna to spread Musar. Vilna was a tremendous city of Tyre. And he made a yeshiva there. And he wanted to mashbi on them. So he was giving a shir. The Rishon Salanta came to yeshiva there, and he came to give a shir in Tyra, in Gemara. And the reason why he was giving a shir in Tyra, because he wanted to show them, you know, in Muslim, where Rishon Salanta started the Muslim movement because he was a God al-Dar in Tyra, in learning. Because otherwise, people thought, Muslim is for the people that you don't know how to learn. You know, you always see that. The guy's a lemalay, he doesn't know how to learn, so no, at least he's a nice guy, he sits and learns Muslim a few hours a day, because that's not how to learn. So Salam Salanta was trying to show them, you know, that he's, you know, not show off, he's trying to show this Tyra and the importance of Musa. So he came and giving a shir in Tyra, and a bachar, a talmud, asked the question to Rishon Salanta. And Rishon Salanta had five terutz and five ways of answering the kasha. Rishon Salanta was a gain. There's a story about Rishon Salanta that he gave a shir klali, and outside the room, he had posted up Mayer Makayimus. And someone who was an anti-Musa guy switched the Mayer Makayimus outside the room, and switch to different Mayer Makayimus. Heard this from right there. And Rishon Salanta, on the way into the room, noticed that there were different Mayer Makayimus, and he went out to give the whole shir, telling every Mayer Makayim that was outside the room.
story.
Great story. Yes. Anyways, so he could have given him 5 terutzim, right? And each one of the 5 terutzim the Talmud would have accepted. He says, but since Rabbi Sholzlanter knew himself that the question was a good question, even though he can give him a good tarot that will fool him, that will work well enough for him, but since he wasn't totally happy the shiloh was better than the tarot, he didn't say. And he said like this. He banged his hand and he said to himself, Yisrael, Yisrael, Atolim and Musar, you learn Musar. Hanachlo, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Let the question stay. V'yara taketh me abima, and he went down from the bima. Ki'ilu eni yodea davar ma'alachem, as if he had no tarots for the person's question. V'nasa makam sheyuchlu kulam achzikai came, and he gave them total place for them to think that he didn't know the tarots, and he sat down. L'maisa say he could have had been myra had to many different things. You know, I'm coming to spread musar. If they don't see how great I am in learning this, and they don't see how good I'm learning, they don't see such a talmud chacham, they're not going to respect me, and they're not going to accept the Muslim movement. So sled my life. You know, one of my major objectives was to teach musar, and I'm not going to live up to my standards. That's MS. Rabbi Sholzlanter, it doesn't mean a person shouldn't, you know, a person says, I don't care what other people think. You can care what other people think. Care what other people think. But just to be honest about what the actual MS is.